I know there's a massive story with everything that Michelle Payne does because she won the 2015 Melbourne Cup. I fully understand that. But I simply cannot comprehend today how Michelle Payne is featured as a big photo on page one and then a story on page three about fronting Racing Victoria stewards at 11 o'clock this morning. For mine, and I know that we work in racing, but this is just totally overkill on a girl that I know has won a Melbourne Cup, but if it was any other jockey, it wouldn't have got a mention. Des O'Keefe is joining us from the Australian Jockeys Association. Des, good morning.
G'day, Andrew. How are you going?
Very well. Des, since 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon, this story has just gone bang. It's a massive one. I think there's been totally overkill on it. I understand that she's a massive story, but I think it's been blown out of all proportion.
I think you're right, Andrew, but Michelle is what she is. She's an iconic figure in racing. She's a high household name in Australia, and last night to have calls from the BBC and CNN just shows that, you know, she is an internationally renowned figure, if I can put it that way.
Yep.
So everything she does is going to attract attention. Unfortunately, this is some attention, obviously, that she didn't really plan for. What she is going to do today, though, Andrew, is put her hand up and say that she has made an error. She was prescribed an appetite suppressant, phentermine by her GP. What she has done or has failed to do is ensure that she's made sure her GP knows what she can and can't take, being a jockey and being tested under the rules.
Yep, okay. So she's walking in there at 11 o'clock and she's putting her hands up saying, I have taken this appetite suppressant. I can't get away from that. I guess the only other thing that she may have done is to make sure that it was out of her system.
Correct. That's right. But it should be a very straightforward hearing. We know the outcomes for this type of banned substance. The outcomes are normally something between either a warning, which one rider had some years ago, through to a maximum suspension period in the vicinity of 6 weeks. Given her circumstances, given it was prescribed, given that her medical team were trying to help her following that really horrendous injury to her pancreas 13 months ago, she just said her weight's just not been ideal. They've prescribed this in good faith. Where she's failed the test is, so to speak, she hasn't made sure that what they'd prescribed was okay to take under the rules of racing.
Okay, so she went to the GP because she wanted to do something with her weight. The GP has helped. The GP has done nothing wrong. It was Michelle basically not saying that I can't. What is this okay to be used?
100%.
Yep. That
is
okay.
That's exactly it. So what it is what it is. She's extremely embarrassed. Speaking to her, she's disappointed that, you know, this would happen. That what is good is, though, that the media seems to be looking beyond the first line and actually going to the second line of the story. That's been the outcome over last night and today. And hopefully this should sort itself out
pretty quickly.
Pretty straightforward today, and she can move on and away we go.
I guess another question that's come out of it, and for mine it probably is the more important one, is that jockeys are using appetite suppressants. I'm not too sure, Des, whether there is a large number of jockeys using it or whether there's other avenues. Is wintertime something that also gets jockeys using these things because it is difficult to get weight off?
I can't speak for all the jockeys, Andrew, but Michelle's case, she said, yes, winter in Ballarat was proving much more difficult for her than it had been in previous years, and that's why they'd gone down this path. As far as other jockeys, other circumstances go, I think the number of tests that are conducted around the country and the number of positives we get to these substances now show that it probably isn't an issue. But as I say, you just never really know. You can only be guided by what the evidence is that is before you, and it looks like it's not a great issue.
Yep.
The weight scale is probably more of an issue. That's probably a topic for another day, particularly in New South Wales.
Yeah, no, I understand. There's a lot of jockeys out there that do struggle with weight. And I mean, I struggle with weight. I'm a big bloke, But in winter, it is harder to lose weight than at any other time of the year. So that was why I posed the question. For normal people, if I can describe that, it's hard to do anything with weight, let alone being a jockey and riding at, say, 53 kilos.
Yeah. You still have that obligation. That's right, Andrew. But at the end of the day, you still have the obligation,
to do it.
Make sure, as a professional athlete, you present free of banned substances.
Yep.
It's not easy. We all know that. And as I say, particularly in New South Wales now, where we've got an absurd situation, which is probably a topic for another day. But it's making it more difficult, I think, without a doubt.
You just feel, just on that, and we'll come back and discuss it, but you feel that the weight scale here doesn't work for the majority of jockeys?
No, it doesn't. And they have a scale where it can reduce at acceptance time. I'm yet to understand how that can be a great idea.
Yeah, how it can change between when a jockey may be booked to take a ride, say, on the Sunday, thinking that the horse is going to get a designated weight, and because horses fall away, the weight scale changes where that weight may diminish or go up.
It may do either.
Yeah.
In New South Wales, in Metro, it may go down.
Down, yeah.
And that's not an ideal situation at all in any respect from an OHS point of view, in my opinion.
Understand. That's a different subject, and we'll certainly cover off on that. All right, so it's an 11 o'clock hearing, and in your field, it's pretty straightforward. She's walking in, she's saying, she's admitting that she's taken it, and then it's really up to the stewards to determine a penalty.
Yeah, to take into account all the considerations, particularly it was prescribed to her.
Yep.
She didn't just sort of,
take it. Yep.
Duck into a backyard kennel or something and grab something.
Yep.
It's been prescribed.
Yep.
And it should play out without too many problems. Probably the media interest will be more extensive than the actual case itself.
Yeah, I think there'll be plenty of cameras waiting for some Michelle Payne, even if she's there now or in the next hour or so. Thanks a lot, Des.
Cheers, Andrew.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Mate.